You are welcome to Word of Life podcast. Happy Sunday to everyone listening to me today. I trust you're enjoying this life. And I am hoping that you're attending church services today. You know, there's no better place to be than in the house of God with God's children, celebrating one another, rejoicing in the Lord, receiving of His word and being built up, our faith being built up by God's word and by the testimonies of others. I encourage you today to attend church services. Praise the Lord. Today's article is Express Love, Especially in Your Words. Glory to God. James chapter 3 verse 2 is our opening scripture for today. And it says, "For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body." Praise the Lord. Pastor Chris says, the verse above tells us about Christian perfection, or maturity in Christ, and how to measure it. Talking about the words we speak and how that's a demonstration of how matured we are as a Christian. He says, if any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man. Jesus said, for by thy words shalt thou be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. That's in Matthew chapter 12, verse 37. In other words, Jesus put the premium on words. Can you see how important words are, the words you speak are? That scripture we read in Matthew 12 verse 37 says that by your words you will be judged, justified, you'll be acquitted, and by thy words you will also be condemned. You know, the Bible says that we shall have what we say. Well, if you continue to talk the wrong words or make the wrong statements, you will equally have what you say. It's not only when it works for good that it applies. It says you shall have what you say. So that means whether good or bad, you will reap of the habits of your words. Praise the Lord. Pastor says, in other words, whether you go to heaven or you go to hell will depend on the words you speak. I'll repeat that again. In other words, whether you go to heaven or you go to hell will depend on the words you speak. Your life came by words, and so it'll always be dependent on words. Some people don't understand this, so they speak carelessly, using profane and derogatory words, especially when they are angry or unhappy. If you think about those people that brag about how rude they can be towards others, they actually pride themselves to have a bad mouth or a loud mouth. But look at today's article telling us that whether we go to heaven or hell depends on our words. So throwing out empty words, insulting others and talking down others, making others feel bad about themselves, is so dangerous. The words we speak towards others is so important. The words we speak concerning our lives is so important. So we need to be very careful about the words that we speak. There's a lot depending on it. The life that we live depends on the words that we speak. Glory to God. Pastor says, don't pride yourself in your ability to subdue others with ugly words that damage their self-esteem is so dangerous. Imagine talking so badly at someone that they end up depressed, downcast, or feeling low or unconfident about themselves. That is sad, and that is attributed to you. You don't want that. Not for the child of God anyway. Pastor says, it may be someone who's confided in you about something, but now there's an issue. You don't see it. Pastor says, don't see it as an opportunity to expose him or her. In other words, don't use what you know about them as a weakness to insult them or to embarrass them before others. Pastor says, think about the ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life. Even though he knows everything about you, he never accuses or denigrates you before anyone. He loves and protects you always. That is so beautiful. And that's how God expects us to be towards others. That's how Jesus is. That's how we ought to be. Always loving, always caring about others, irrespective of what they do to us or what we know about them. We don't use what we know about them against them. We are different, brothers and sisters. We are not like the world is. We are like Jesus. And Jesus, all Jesus did was love. Jesus was full of compassion towards others. When they made mockery about him and laughed at him, made jest at him, all he could say was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Even at that point, Jesus was forgiving. Hallelujah. Pastor Chris says, Jesus is that way too. He knew all men and knew everything about everybody, but he related to them in love. Glory to God. Even as he ministered to some of those who rejected his message, he said, I judge you not. Hallelujah. How gracious he is. That's the same example he gives us to follow. If he never accuses you, if he doesn't condemn you, if he doesn't berate you with disparaging words, why do you think it'll be proper to do that to your brothers and sisters? Express love only, especially in your words. Hallelujah. Jesus is not known to judge. The devil is the one called the accuser of the brethren. Jesus is an all-loving God. In fact, he justified us when he died on the cross for us. So that means our sins and iniquities, he remembers no more. He doesn't use our weaknesses against us. His arms is always open wide for us to come as we are. In fact, think about it. Jesus is our advocate. He's always talking well of us. Glory to God. So if he is like that towards us, why then would you be wicked and cruel towards another? If that is you today, my brother, my sister, change your ways. It is not in line with the life you ought to live as a child of God. Change your ways and walk the Jesus way. Hallelujah. I love when Pastor touched on the ministry of the Holy Spirit and how he knows our deepest thoughts. You know, even when you can pretend before the others, the Holy Spirit knows your motives. He knows the things that you think on. And yet, he never judges us. All he does is convicts us. He tells us. He bears our sins before us. He bears our weaknesses before us, encouraging us to change our ways. So even today, be encouraged to talk well of others. Be encouraged to live right, to see others with the best eyes, which is the eyes of love. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's take the confession together. I give vent only to gracious and love-filled words. I continually fill my heart with the Word of God, and out of that abundance, I speak, expressing God's love in words, edifying and impacting my hearers with His divine presence, power, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Only speak love-filled words. Praise the Lord. If you wanted to meditate further on this article, you can look at the book of Colossians chapter 4 verse 6, Ephesians chapter 4 verse 2, in the New Living Translation, and also Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29, and lastly, the book of Luke chapter 6 verse 45. Hallelujah. And if you're listening today, but you have not accepted the Lord Jesus into your heart, this is your opportunity to make your life right with Him. This is your opportunity to begin to enjoy His love. Hallelujah. The love that He expressed towards you. Hallelujah. You can receive that love today and then become a dispenser of that love to your world. Would you accept Him today? And we will lead you to Christ. We will lead you to salvation the Bible way. The Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I encourage you, my brother and my sister, to say the prayer of salvation that will follow this message. God bless you all for listening today, and keep rejoicing in the Lord. And if you've listened to this article, but you have not accepted the Lord Jesus into your heart, but you see, when you accept the Lord Jesus today, your life will never be the same. Glory to God. You'll be a brand new man as Jesus, by His Spirit, comes to dwell in you. He'll begin to align you according to His word. You'll begin to enjoy this life. Hallelujah. Would you accept what He's done for you today? And say this simple word of prayer with me, meaning every word from the bottom of your heart. Just say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in Your Son Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God, who I believe died for me, who I believe You raised from the dead for me. I accept Him today as the Lord of my life from this day forward. I receive eternal life through Him and in His name. I am born again. Thank You, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God." Hallelujah. Congratulations if you said that word of prayer. This means that you now belong to the family of God. Let us know so we can send you useful materials that can help you as you grow in the Lord. You can find our email address in any of our podcast notes. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for listening today. Don't forget to comment, like, and share this podcast with your loved ones. Till next time, keep speaking forth faith-filled words to change your world forever. Amen. God bless you.